It's almost time to return to the classroom after a long summer's break. 6 weeks of chilling and relaxing. Where did that go? I'm getting ready to teach my fifth class now, and I've got to admit, I am ready to go back, to get back into routine. I suppose I'll be glad when it's the weekend, though, after a full week. While scrolling through Twitter earlier today, I've read a number of tweets from panicking teachers who are worried about the first day with a new class. And of course, there's lots of NQTs out there who are on their own for the first time, as it were. We're all asking questions like, what if I can't do it anymore? What if I've forgotten how to teach you over the last 6 weeks? What if I don't set the right tone on the first day? What do I do if behaviour's terrible? I also think positivity goes a long way. It's what we teach children in our classes. We tell them to keep going, to keep trying. And if something doesn't work for the first time, persevere and try again. These positive thoughts should work on our behalf as well. We have to practice what we preach. As I mentioned, I've been teaching for 5 years now. Well, this is my fifth year. And when I think back to my first year, my NQT year, I can think of a number of things that didn't go to plan. The answer wasn't to give up, but to try again. To reflect and refine ideas and try different styles of teaching. We're not always going to get it right first time. But we've got to show that we are willing to change so that what we do works. We'll get it right eventually. I remember my biggest fear as an NQT was being on my own, standing up in front of 30 children, teaching them something new, without anyone observing at the back, writing notes, waiting to give you feedback. But that hasn't been the case. I've never felt alone, even the year where I had no classroom support. I'm very lucky, really, to be in a school where the staff support each other and work as a team. And I know that sometimes this isn't always the case. I guess it depends on the setting that you're working in. Since I started teaching, I've discovered a number of support networks like Twitter, union forums, magazines, Facebook pages, teach meets, all designed to help and support teachers, old and new. I've been given valuable advice from a number of teachers on Twitter that want to help, genuinely want to help, by passing on their knowledge, but also their enthusiasm for the profession. In a couple of days, those sharp pencils will be blunt. Whiteboard pen lids will be rolling across the classroom floor, and at least one member of staff will enter the staff room with a splodge of paint on their new teacher blouse or shirt. However, every blunt pencil will sharpen. Every lid belongs to a pen, and clothes wash pretty easily now. Stay positive. And if something doesn't work out, persevere.